Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 3rd of December, recording at 9:14 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here today. In Asia, we had a mixed performance overall. The strongest stock markets were India, Indonesia, and Malaysia, all quite close to their all-time highs. And in Europe, we had modest declines. The only one over 1% that I see on my screen at the moment is the Swiss Market Index, which is down 1.38%. Wall Street broke its string of four consecutive daily rallies, with some modest declines in here today, down 57 points on the Dow, 8.7 on the S&P. A little more on the NASDAQ composite, 23.83. And U.S. government bonds, very strong, up over a point on the 30-year Treasury bond. The bonds were pretty steady in Europe as well, and that reflected some weak U.S. Manufacturing orders. The price of oil bounced a dollar, got down to a low of 87.14, and then closed 89, well, it's trading 89.75 here right now in the after hours. And the dollar has weakened in here a bit, got right up close to that 76.20 level on the dollar index that I have said that if we saw that above the 76.20 for a moment or two, I think it would tend to confirm that we had some sort of medium-term ranging recovery underway. But it's backed off that level, just as the euro slipped down today, getting down to a low of 146.21. I think, as I've said, below 145. And again, that would look like a medium-term peak as well. But then the euro rallied a little bit off that level. Sterling was also up nearly a cent here, currently at 206.59. And precious metals were firmer here, very much led by platinum, which put on 17 points, just over 17 points. Gold's been edging up after open slightly firmer and then eased a little bit, but has been edging up. Bullion, spot bullion, is at 791.60 as I speak. That's up 7.85. And the grains and beans, quiet. Wheat down a little bit. Cocoa up, corn up a cent. And in the softs, though, cocoa and coffee have coffee, Arabica coffee, that's a U.S. contract, shows strong gains, as does cocoa. Okay, so where are we going here? What's actually taking place? Well, again, I maintain that all the growth is in the Fuller Money themes primarily. And that's for new subscribers. Of course, that's the Asian emerging markets, the resources markets, both developed and emerging, from Australia to Brazil. Chindia continuing to lead the growth stakes for countries generally. And we may see slightly slower growth in that region, in line with the considerably weaker performance that we're seeing in Europe and especially in the United States. And I do maintain that the UK within Europe is one of the weaker candidates, given the too high interest rates, given the burst property bubble that we actually see in the UK, given less government spending and the near inevitability of some rising unemployment. And the US economy really remains the global six spot among the majors. And I think loan worries are going to just linger for a long time. There are pockets of strength, of course, primarily in multinational companies, not least technology companies that derive a very substantial part of their overall earnings from overseas. Now, again, I maintain, and I'm going to say this every day until we get the rate cuts, that both the Fed and the Bank of England are behind the curve of events. Really, we had the rebound. I think there was a fair amount of short covering involved in that when the Fed, through I think it was Don Cohen and then Bernanke, indicating that they were shifting and that there would be a rate cut next week. But that's not enough, really. And a quarter point rate cut will not really do the job. We need, in terms of really underpinning the recent lows that we've seen, particularly for the financial shares. So we need bigger cuts here, but you can never be sure what central banks are going to do in this situation. Now, if we get the bigger cuts, a half point at least, I think that that would help markets rally a bit little a bit more. But my overall view, as you know, is that the credit crisis has changed the cycle. It has slowed it. It has lowered inflation, and it has caused central banks to go from hiking rates to either cutting them or keeping them on hold. And global GDP growth is slowing. I think it's almost inevitably going to be below 5% on average next year, and be somewhere in the 4, 4.5 category probably. Again, with a fuller money themes, Chindia and resources markets leading the way on the growth stakes, the U.S. being the drag along with Europe. And the fact that the cycle has been slowed and lengthened, that's enabled bond markets to rally very significantly, and that's extremely important. And we need to see the much lower short-term interest rates to help with the recapitalization of banks through the yield curve. And I think we might see a dull period. People might actually favor that for a while. We've had a little bit too much excitement, perhaps, with some of this volatility, nerve-jangling volatility. But once markets had very clearly established a sort of a longer trading range, that would be a little less interesting overall. But against that background, I would expect the better growth situations to continue to perform reasonably well. But don't be surprised if much of Europe and indeed the USA spend one heck of a lot of time just ranging sideways. Now, the US could do better if the cuts are really quite dramatic, and I think they should be. I think we need to see short-term rates, for instance, come down at least another 100 basis points. And if that were to happen fairly quickly, give the dollar another nudge on the downside, provided the dollar didn't go into free fall, I think that would be very good for Wall Street, of course, until you adjusted the Dow and S&P against stronger currencies. But overall, that weaker US currency, the lower rates, would help underpin these markets, at least in nominal terms, and I think also in real terms. Now, credit crunch, a lot of fears, but remember, there's one heck of a lot of liquidity sloshing around the system. And where's that liquidity going to go? Well, some of it's gone into bonds, And I think a good deal of it will begin to go into the stock market, and or at least some of the stock markets. Doesn't have to go into all the stock markets. Remember, it's a global beauty contest, so investors will look around and see what they actually like most. I'm not tempted to stray outside of my long-term investment portfolio. I think the sectors that have shown some of the best performances over the last 5 years will continue to show some of the best performances, both in relative terms and also in absolute terms. But I think some of the high yielders look much more interesting than they have in the last couple of years, at any rate. And those U.S. dollar overseas earners look interesting as well. Okay, what about the precious metals? A number of bearish comments have come out on the sector recently. That is, of course, quite the reverse of what we were seeing when gold was flirting near the $850 level, and people were putting out forecasts of $900 to $1,000 to $3,000, you name it. Now people are much, much more cautious, and that's, as I say, a contrary indicator. So I regard the precious metals as being in a buying range right now. The unknown is whether they go on in range for just a few more weeks or a few more months. But either way, I think they're much more interesting at following a reaction. I've said this all along in the last six years that these were best purchased on setbacks. And the agricultural commodities, there are some very impressive looking base patterns out there. I do expect these prices to move higher overall, and I think cocoa and the Arabica coffee will certainly be among them. Why not the Robusta coffee? Well, it's already had one heck of a move. That may not be over, but the Arabica coffee has lagged somewhat and is strengthening. Cocoa's base is absolutely massive, as you'll see from the comment of the day. And crude oil, my guess is that this is in a medium-term consolidation. That's because of, I've said that this before, and that's really because of the steepening trend that we had seen on that move up to $100, nearly. So it wouldn't surprise me if that capped the market for at least a few weeks, and quite possibly for a few months. And that's pretty much it. So all the best, and until tomorrow.